Okay, just to clarify, I want to honor my mom because I was introduced as having written a book that got nominated for a Pulitzer Prize. And actually, I went with my mother. She's an amazing, accomplished woman. And she was with the Journal Constitution, a brilliant journalist. And so I got to go with her. And a whole slew of journalists walk the Appalachian Trail from head to toe. And so I got to spend the glorious 4 days hiking with my mom in Virginia. And I wrote a little piece about walking with her in that gorgeous, it's actually like a coffee table book with gorgeous writing and photography. And so I just have a little snippet in there that got nominated for a Pulitzer Prize in journalism. So I wanted to honor my mother. We wanted to, hi. And Grandma Barbara Vitelli, especially, and Lynn. We wanted to give you all a flower for a little meditation to start with. So I actually, if you don't mind, I'm gonna help pass those out. So I'm gonna disappear for a second. So that's a trillium. So that's a very, very, very special flower. It grows in the wild. You really only find them in the wild. And I just went up the mountain to get these this morning. And the trillium only blooms for a very short while, maybe a couple of weeks. And it has the beautiful flower beneath its leaf canopy. So, yes. So this, as you know, is probably Mother Nature's most beautiful gift, if we had to rank them. and one of the reasons why we give our mothers every Mother's Day, the gift of flowers. And we honor those who've died, and we honor celebrations always with flowers. Though we're giving the gift, we're also getting the gift from the great mother. And so I do want us, my whole talk today is about that great, amazing mother who is our, we all have the same mother. So we really are all family and all related to her. And so what I'd like you to do just for a few minutes of meditation, you can either eyes open, looking at that miracle of color and beauty, but just gather up your own mother and all the mothers who have nurtured you for your beautiful lifetime so far. So in hopes that We can all feel that palpitating mother love already amongst us. I'm just going to sing a little song we sing at the moon dance ceremony that to me is kind of the essence of the sweet and simple and natural mother love that's radiating daily for us. In English and Spanish. Because I love you so much. Because I love you so much, so much, so much. Because I love you so much with all of my heart. Hey, name, hey, name. Porque te amo todo. Porque te amo todo, todo, todo. Porque te amo todo, con todo mi corazón. Hey, hey, hey. Simple, sweet, sweet mother song. So on this spring day, it's a beautiful time to celebrate mother because everything's being born. And I know you're watching the little birds making their nests and the little tweets and the pups and the kits and the baby animals of all sorts and babies being born. It's also a day where we want to hold in our hearts not only the love but the grief of the mother. And as we know, all the mothers who've lost a child, that is a very deep, profound grief that's hard to ever get rid of or let go of. There was a recent story about an orca, and she lost her baby. And she literally carried her dead calf for 17 days across just thousands of miles of ocean because she couldn't let her go. But they're tracking this orca, so the good news is she has had another calf and the calf is healthy and happy. And then an amazing story about two tribes of elephants, and you know elephants are matriarchal, so mother grandmothers who yearly on the same day walk 12 miles as a pilgrimage sort of thing to pay vigil to the man who saved and rescued them. And he died 7 years ago and they still every year go. So we have to remember that interspecies love, that even amongst interspecies, we love and care and honor our ancestors, ancestral love. And then one of my favorite stories comes from my daughter. She worked at the Covenant House in Atlanta, which is a shelter for 18 to 22 year old homeless youth. Amazing place. And one of the youth, a young woman, she was homeless and she found a supposed teacher who ended up stealing her identity and created all kinds of situations and theft. This girl ended up in jail. When she came out, she was literally with nothing, no family, no place. And she was in a city park under a little shelter in the evening, and a deer came to her with a piece of lettuce in its mouth and came to her and dropped it at her feet. And that really was a mother love life-changing moment. She found the Covenant House, she went back to college, and she now has a beautiful job. So the deer's mother love that saved her. It's an amazing story. And then you think about mothers, no matter what species, every mother is nurturing. Like you think of a wolf spider, you know, and we're kind of like, but, you know, she carries her little spiderlings on her back every day. The alligator that tenderly puts its little baby in its jaws, carries it in her mouth. You know, the timber rattlesnake that coils its whole body to encircle its hatchlings and protect it. So every day is a remembering of that power of mother love. Every sort of life has. We want to remember that even today, this is kind of an amazing figure with modern medicine, 800 human mothers a day lose their life in childbirth. So that we as mothers, as women are, you know, the greatest giveaways. We're even giving our whole earth body to the next generation. And then you think of the thousands, maybe millions of mothers, living mothers that are giving their life to the baby every day. So whether you had a perfect mom or not, it's nice to get bigger than that today and think of, you know, we all have a perfect mother. We all do. This is a mother who feeds us every sort of delicacy and flavor and color every day. You know, and I was thinking this morning, that funny phrase, an apple a day keeps the doctor away. You know, and it's like, well, that's Mother Nature love telling you and signaling to you every day. Here, why don't you try this? Or, hey, looks like your body needs this today. And you're going to be healthy. Just listening to that mother. She brings warm, she brings cold, she brings sunshine, light, rain, snow fields. The one who brings bird song, lullabies, the sound of crackling fire, rushing water. She brings us snuggle love, you know, getting a blanket in a warm meadow, sitting on a great big boulder in the summer in the cool, you know, right at a river. She names us. She not only acknowledges us, she names us when we're born. And so we forget that. The indigenous people really get the name from the great mother. You think of some of those amazing names, handful of reeds, buffalo calf woman, running eagle, you know, that's a name from the great mother. So something to think about. I'm reading this amazing book about wolves right now that came to me. And talk about a mirror of the great mother. So the wolf mother, you know, just this, it's an incredible anthology because it's all essays written by men from like the 1900s all the way up through the present. And it's that changing, evolving man mind that initially saw the wolf as something to be, you know, killed off and slaughtered and wiped out. And then eventually as something to be protected from extinction. The wolf mother though, she's amazing because you know, when she gives birth down in the dark in the den, you know, the pups are blind and they're like moving on their bellies, trying kind of fighting amongst their little siblings to get to the mother body, to her teeth to drink. And then after like 4 weeks, she takes them out and they, you know, of course they want to stay down in the shelter, but she whines and whines to get them out. So there are all these little codes. It's the guide of the universe, the mother guide of the universe with her actions and her voice. And so when they go back down, she brings them back up and then they get curious and they start venturing out. If they venture too far, she's got that yelp, get back here. And it's just a constant oversight. Then she'll start to bring them raw pieces of meat to let them play with, to begin their schooling with the hunt. You know, she's a kind of a god body. Every mother has the god body. So altering our idea of Mother's Day, limited to our own precious mothers, that we bring that out to the sacred female body in all forms. Celebration of what we can't live without, what keeps us alive, it keeps us food, water, protection, beauty, light. The fierce mother. I love the fierce mother. I love this little passage from a poem. It doesn't interest me where you live or how much money you have. I want to know if you can get up after a night of grief and despair, weary and bruised to the bone, and do what it takes for the children. So I think we can all deeply honor that. I've returned to one of my favorite books for this talk. It's called The Great Cosmic Mother. And it's by a woman named Monica Jo. It's S-J-O-O. I'm not exactly sure how to pronounce that. She's Swedish, an amazing writer and radical eco-feminist. But one of her most quoted passages, if you haven't heard it, it's hard for me to stay still, to walk around. But ancient moon priestesses were called virgin. Virgin meant not married, not belonging to a man, a woman who was one in herself. The very word derives from a Latin root meaning strength, force, skill. It was later applied to men as to mean virile. But Ishtar, Diana, Isis were all called virgin, which did not refer to sexual chastity, but sexual independence. And all great cultural heroes of the past, mythic or historic, were said to be born of the virgin. We've got Marduk, Gilgamesh, Buddha, Osiris, Dionysus, Genghis Khan, Jesus, all affirmed as sons of the great mother, of the original one, their worldly power deriving from her. When the Hebrews used the word in the original Aramaic, it meant maiden or young woman, with no connotations to sexual chastity. Later, Christian translators could not conceive of the Virgin Mary as a woman of independent sexuality, needless to say, and they distorted the meaning into sexually pure, chaste, and never touched. So, you know, Joan of Arc, she was, with her witchy coven associations, was called La Pucelle, maiden or virgin. So that word retained some of its sense of a strong, independent woman. But the moon goddess worshiping in rites, being the divinity of the matriarchal women, the free matriarchal women, comes from that term virgin. And you know, the moon cycle, it's just such an obvious thing. It's 28 days. It mirrors exactly the cycle of the creator of the feminine giving birth. And so of course, women gather, as I do, at a beautiful, beautiful ceremony in Canada right now, under the moon, the full moon, for four nights. I've been doing that for 25 years. So it's a beautiful idea to think of, rather than being born of struggle and suffering from a weak, disembodied female, we can imagine being born in awe and wonder and intense creative chi life force from an incredibly strong and skillful mother. That's a beautiful way of thinking about the world. And the Earth Mother, who does not discriminate. I want to read something else that I love from Marianne Williamson. And I know you all maybe know her because she was a presidential candidate. But if some of you haven't heard this before, it's called Our Deepest Fear. It's beautiful. Our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us. We ask ourselves, who am I to be brilliant, gorgeous, talented, fabulous? Actually, who are you not to be? You are a child of God. you playing small does no service to the world. There's nothing enlightened about shrinking so that other people won't feel insecure around you. We are all meant to shine as children do. We were born to make manifest the glory of God that's inside of us. It's not just in some of us, it's in everyone. And as we let our own light shine, we unconsciously give other people permission to do the same. As we are liberated from our own fear, our presence automatically liberates others. So I do absolutely love that mother who's not discriminating, free flowing and beauty and water for everyone, because you are all born to that kind of beauty and amazing endlessness. On this day, we also not only honor the mother, but the child, the perfect child that is born to us, we all being also children. So this mother energy, I love the mother energy also being that energy that always makes you feel better. You know, it's something we need right now. You know, it's no matter what, you know, it's going to change. You'll be okay tomorrow. Don't worry about it. Definitely an energy that we all need right now. I love, and I know Grandma Vitali's over there, and she always sends us beautiful teachings. And I received this one online from her most recently, that I just love. Mother, how can I live in this quarantine? My daughter, quarantine is a special, mysterious, sacred period. In my days, newborn children could only leave the house for the first time after the 40th day of life. It's a period of waiting and preparing for new life. It's a period that produces great change. And how do you prepare for this change, Mother? With simple, genuine, loving actions. Every morning, comb your long hair with dedication and untie all the knots, even the most hidden ones that you've always neglected. It's time to put all the knots in the comb, then dedicate yourself to untangling even the beloved one's skeins. With patience, you will try to find the end of the skein, the exact starting point of the thread. Already with these simple, powerful actions, you will recreate order outside and inside of you. Undoing physical knots with your hands, you'll begin to touch internal knots. And after undoing the knots, what can I do, Mother? Remove all parts of you that are no longer fertile. In many funeral rites of ancient people, it's believed that the deceased leaves the body entirely on the 40th day of its death. In these 40 days, my daughter, cut your hair, eliminate clothes you don't wear any longer, open windows of your home, let out the stale air, cultivate new thoughts by abandoning the old, dedicate to creating new habits, new customs, and new traditions. Mother, I'm afraid that after this isolation, nothing will change. Man quickly forgets. How others will react to this quarantine is none of your business. Make a commitment to change and not forget. Make sure this storm shakes you up so much that it completely revolutionizes your life. So I love that mother message for COVID. Very powerful. And that idea that we will be fine tomorrow. Nothing ever stays the same. So go to bed and here's some hot chocolate and get up in the morning, you're going to be fine. Glass of wine's even better. In the morning, maybe. this endless power of mother love. I'm going to sing one more song. This is on the moon dance. And again, it's in French and from French Canadian and Spanish, and it says amour, amour, love, love, une énergie qui ne s'épuise pas. It's an energy that never blows out, an energy that's never diminished. Le plus les gens qui s'aiment, the more that people love each other, plus joli l'amour fleurit, the more beautiful that love flowers. Amour, amour, l'énergie qui ne s'épuise pas. Amour, amour, l'énergie qui ne s'épuise pas. Le plus les gens qui s'aiment, plus joli l'amour fleurit. Le plus les gens qui s'aiment, plus joli l'amour fleurit. Amour, amour, énergie que non s'égosse. Amour, amour, énergie que non s'égosse. Quand on aime la gente, ama más bonita el amor flora. Quand on aime la gente, ama más bonita el amor flora. Amour, amour, énergie qui ne s'épuise pas. Amour, amour, énergie qui ne s'épuise pas. So, listening to the mother, this interspecies orchestra, constantly giving you signals, she does, about danger, abundance, beauty, the dog bark, the bird song, the whirring river, the lightning. She's constantly signaling to us how to go, which way to find our path. So what I'd really, my final request today, love everybody to do, is to get a bowl, a beautiful bowl offering of whatever food you're preparing today, and maybe flowers from your garden, and take that bowl, take one to your actual mother, your human mother, and take one out to the great mother as a blessing, maybe do a little ceremony there as an offering to her. And then you listen, and I can guarantee you will get a gratitude, a thank you from the great mother in some beautiful flying butterfly form. So blessings to all mothers, near and far, big and small. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah.